Oh God, we thank you that it is your way to take we who were once solitary and set us in families. Thank you for setting us in your family. Thank you for setting us in this family. We praise you for the rich and varied ways that your diverse family praises you and delights in you. May we always take delight in your praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Every culture is formed by stories. Story. Growing up in the U.S., growing up a Texan, I was shaped by various stories. The story of the Alamo, the story of the American Revolution. Various stories. Each one of us has story, many stories that have shaped us. And the Hebrew people were no different and really stand out from the pack in the history of humankind because their stories were the stories that were shaping the covenant family, the covenant people as God was revealing himself. So I think that this Sinai story is very, very significant. And to hear it the way people heard it then, it had to have been very deeply stirring in them. Maybe the way the Alamo story stirred me as a kid or whatever. Whatever stories stir you in your past, your culture, whatever, wherever your story brought you from. And that Sinai story is full of foreboding and ominous things, dark and gloom and quaking earth and thunder, loud, and unnerving, where even Moses said that he was filled with fear. But then that's contrasted, and you're going to see some images here, and they are all paltry compared with what really is going on. So they are just like kind of puny props. But then the contrast is made with the city of the living God. It's the mountain of fear contrasted with the mountain of joy. An amazing device, the heavenly Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. Myriads of angels, innumerable angels, and it's hard to imagine that. This is what is going on right now when we're gathered together as church. It happens every Sunday morning in every Pentecostal church, every little Methodist church, every Baptist church, every Orthodox church, every Roman Catholic mass. Everywhere God's people, that is what's going on. The city of God is coming down. The heavenly Jerusalem, myriads of angels are gathering around. The spirits of the righteous made perfect are looking in and mingling their voices with ours. And Jesus is there, the mediator of the new covenant, who spilled his blood to make all this possible, that all creation might sing in her rich and varied ways. One chapel years ago, Eddie Lockamy, I think is his name, was here. He's an alumnus, and we talked about the burning bush one morning in chapel, and he came up and he said, "Do you know the Elizabeth Barrett Browning poem that talks about that?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, you're going to love this." I think it was Eddie. Earth's crammed with heaven. That's what's happening when the church gathers. Earth is crammed with heaven. Right now, right here, if we have eyes to hear, ears to hear, eyes to see, ears to hear, if we'll open our hearts, earth is crammed with heaven right now. And every common bush afire with God. But only the one who sees takes off their shoes. The rest sit around it and pluck blackberries. I love blackberries. But I really yearn to have my eyes and all my sensibilities opened to the burning bush. As it comes back around at the end of this reading from the Epistle to the Hebrews, it really talks about how this heavenly city, this city of joy, is actually in some ways a little more ominous and foreboding than Sinai was. It's a strange mixture of joy and holy fear and reverence. For our God is a consuming fire. I love it that the writer comes back to the image of fire at the end of this discourse. And the amazing thing about the fire of God, it's a terrible thing. It's an awesome thing. But it's something to be welcomed. Because just like the bush, it's illumined and glows with the very presence of God, but it's not consumed. When the fire of God takes us in, begins to inhabit us, the only thing it consumes is our dross. The stuff that we really don't want anyway. The stuff that's not doing us or anyone else any good. That holy fire will cleanse us. That holy fire is our friend. It's the friendliest fire of all. Although an awesome thing. Please stand for the prayers.